All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order both the Red Bridge Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2. Today is December 15th, 2025. It's 10:07 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Mike, your chair, you want to start?
Yeah, I'm Michael Crandall. I'm the board chair.
Sheila Michaelis, I am treasurer.
Jason Carroll, accountant for the district.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. All right, board. First off, we need to have joint public hearings to cover the 2026 budget. So, with that, could I get a motion to open the public hearings?
Do we need to approve the meetings before minutes
No,
or?
we need to do the public hearing first, and then we'll go into the rest of the agenda.
Okay. I make a motion to start the annual meetings for both PIDs, one at Red Bridge, one and two.
I'll second that.
Right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, so board, we're now in both public hearings, and it's to take any potential comments regarding the 2026 budget. So we'll have Jason walk through both of those budgets for us.
And I'm happy to review those. Also, as we talked about, there's not really anything that's changed since last one, so I'm not sure what the board's pleasure is.
If they haven't changed, then I say we go ahead and approve them after, because we were approving them any tentatively last time.
I would agree.
That is correct. Okay. I do not show any members of the public. So with that, we need to close the public hearing. So could I get a motion to close the public hearings?
I make a motion to close the public hearings.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Let me put back up the agenda. So next up, board meeting minutes from our November 17th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate, the minutes?
I have, and they do.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Mike, to approve?
Yes, I make a motion to approve last meeting's minutes.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, first up, budget resolution for PID number 1, same one you guys have seen before. Just we're going to adopt the budget and we're going to keep the mills in PID 1 at 3.5 mills.
So
Could
I
I?
make a motion to approve it.
Yep, thanks, Mike.
I hereby make a motion to approve the resolution as it is.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, here's the resolution for PID number 2. Same thing, just we're going to adopt the 26 budget and we're going to leave the mills at 6.5 mills in PID 2.
Okay, make a motion to approve that resolution as it is.
Thanks,
I'll
Mike.
second that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous. All right, annual meeting schedule. So if this time works for you, we'll just keep then the third Monday of the month at 10 a.m. Sound good?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve that as our meeting schedule for 2026?
I motion to approve the meeting schedule that we've set up for 2006.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. All right. Next two items Jason's going to cover. So they're engagement basically for 26 and then the district auditor for 25. So, Jace.
Yeah, I'll share my screen here if I can get this to work. Not sure what's going on here. Is that the shows the fixed fee here of 18,100?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so our statement of work is the same as the prior year in all kind of business terms, respects. This represents a fixed fee, which was contemplated in the budget that was just approved of $18,100. In addition to that, the technology fee of 5% is applied to those billings. So I'm happy to answer questions that the board has.
So it's a fixed fee, so we're not going to go over that or under that.
Say again, Mike.
It's fixed. You're saying it's fixed, so it's going to be that no matter what. If
That's
if
right.
you do more time or less time.
That's correct.
Has it been fixed every year?
I believe this is the first year since now we've got a kind of a good idea of the scope of services.
Okay. Do we know, can you let us know how much we paid last year?
$25,433. I just
That
pulled
was
that.
in 2024. We're on track for we're expecting around 18,000 this year, Mike, when everything's said and done.
Okay. I was hoping it was going to be less than 24 because now we're all caught up and we know all we're going to be doing is the meetings and receive taxes and transfer taxes, right? I mean,
Yeah.
and send this stuff on, but we're not, there's no other major accounting work that needs to be done now that the audits are all up. Is that correct?
Well, we've got the 24 audit that's still in process. 23 audit is complete, and yes, we think the heavy lifting is done, and that's why the fixed fee that's proposed is similar for next year is what we contemplated this year.
Okay. Sheila, you feel good about that fixed fee?
Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty close to the last year, so seems like it's in line with it.
Okay. Then I'm okay with that. Do we need to adopt it? Do we
We
need
do.
to adopt the fee or adopt the
Just
contract?
the adopt the agreement. Yeah.
Okay. I make a motion to adopt the agreement for another year with CLA.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Jace, you want to walk through the auditor?
Yeah, I think I'm missing that schedule.
Let me see
Mike,
if we
do you
have
have
it.
it? I mean the
Basically, it would be,
I think it's just asking to kind of re-up with the with our current auditor for engagement for next year, but I don't have a
No,
contract
I
or
don't
anything.
either. Now that you say it, let me see. No. So, Mike, remember how you've signed those audit engagement agreements before?
Yeah.
So it would be the same thing. It would still be with Haney and Company. I believe last year they were at 8,000. This
It
year,
was 8,300.
was it 83, Sheila?
Think so, yeah.
So they probably went up another 200, give or take. Now they're still on the lower end of what we've seen others be for this year.
Okay.
And again, Mike, kind of how you said it just a minute ago, now that we're caught up, it shouldn't, well, there shouldn't be like cost overruns or change orders or anything like that. So I would think right around that 85 is going to be the kind of the hard number, which again is better than the other districts that we've seen come in at. So.
Well, that's good to know because I know that they had a lot of work to do in the last year doing two audits or three audits, so for
Yeah.
us. So, do we need to make a motion to go ahead and engage them?
Yes, if it comes in higher, do you guys want to see it if it's say below 9,000?
Michael, I was just looking through the fees, and it's 8,700 for Haney that was just signed by Sheila. It looks like, I don't know. We just uploaded it to our files on December 2nd. So
And that's for the 2025 audit.
that would be for the 24 audit to
Yeah.
finalize
Well,
it.
the 24 audit, the invoice they just sent me is for 7,000.
And we haven't paid any on 24 yet, or did we?
No, we just barely got the invoice.
Okay. So maybe they'll send an invoice again after they finalize it for a difference, maybe.
Oh yeah, maybe. Let me see if it says partial payment, maybe. No, this is final billing for the audit, December 31st, 2024.
Well, maybe they did less than they thought they would. Is that a possibility?
Well, yeah, I don't want to say anything to them in case they goof
Right, yeah, we
them.
don't.
Well, let's
We're
be
good with
happy.
that.
Let's be happy with what we've got make a
Well, if we signed the contract for 8,700 and they only billed us 7,000, then it looks like they just
they'll
bill
bill
us for
us.
what
Yeah.
is done. So that's actually nice.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
actually, we
I
make a motion to go ahead and sign the 25 if it comes in at 88,750, like Jason said.
okay, what if it's a little over? Do you
If it
obviously
comes
I'll
in
bring it
more,
back.
yeah, let us know. We just want to have
Okay.
in our mind where it's going to be at, I would say.
Okay.
I say make a motion to sign it when we get it, if we agree to the amount that they're
Yep.
charging.
So I
Right.
would say, yeah, we could phrase it like that. Typically, we'll say something like, we'll approve it based on just the district chair signing, providing it's like at that 8,750 or below 9,000,
Yeah.
whatever you guys feel comfortable with. As long as it comes in at that, Mike has the authority to sign. So give me the number that you want.
I would just say if it comes in above 9,000, we'd probably want to take a look at
Okay, so 9,000 or below, Mike, you can sign.
it. Do you agree, Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So will you make that a motion, one of you?
Yeah, make a motion that we go ahead and sign the new contract with Haney as long as it comes in at 9,000 or less.
Okay, perfect.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous. All right, last thing is the public open and public meetings training. So give me 5 minutes. You'll have it taken care of for the year. All right. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which means we have to conduct all the district's business in an open and public setting. We have to allow the public to attend, and we also have to allow them to participate if they would like to. So we need a quorum, so two of the three board members. When it comes to public comment, we will typically give 3 minutes. Now, Mike, you have the ability as the chair to change that. Sheila, if Mike's not there, then as the vice chair, you have the ability to set how long. Typically, it's going to be three. All of the councils, boards, commissions that I've sat on, it's always been three, with one exception. That was the Inland Port. And because that we had 100 people at every meeting. So that's why we capped it at two when I was on the Inland Port. Other than that, it's always been three. So we have to post an annual meeting schedule on the public notice website. The reason for that is the public notice website is the central hub for all governmental entities. Everybody has to post on that website. That way the public can go, they can see what's going on with the district. They can sign up for email alerts. So anytime we post anything on the district's account, they get notified so they can plan on attending the meetings. They could schedule it out if they want. That's why we have to post that schedule. On those notices, we have to list the date, the time, and the place for the meeting. We also have to post the agendas and then the items on the agenda as backup documentation. Those items on the agenda need to have what they call reasonable specificity. So we'll take today's agenda as an example. We have two budget resolutions. We couldn't just list them as resolutions and not say what those resolutions dealt with. So that's why we say budget resolutions, right? So we also have to list the Zoom link or the Teams link on the notice and the agenda. We also list a phone number for Christy. That way, if somebody can't get on, say their internet's down or they just don't have access to it, they could always call in. Christy could put them as part of a conference call so they could participate in the meeting. So all of our meetings, regular meetings and special meetings, have a 24-hour notice period. If we're going to do public hearings like we did just now for the budget, that's a 7-day notice period. We have our electronic meetings policy. That's how we're able to conduct the meetings electronically. The one caveat is we always have to have at least one representative at the anchor location. That's why Christy will always be there, always host it as the original host. We do record all the meetings and we have to keep minutes. So the recordings have to be uploaded within 72 hours to the public notice website. And then once the final minutes are approved, we have 3 minutes or 3 hours, 3 days, sorry. We have 3 days to post those. And those become the official written minutes of the district. There is a potential we could go into a closed session, super rare, but there is a potential. We have to state the purpose, and two-thirds of the board have to approve going into the closed session. What we can close for is very narrow. They would be strategy sessions dealing with pending or reasonably imminent litigation, any collective bargaining. If we were going to purchase any property, do a lease, sell any property, do an appraisal, buy water rights, water shares, we could go into closed session to talk about the strategy, the dollar amounts, all of those things so that we don't give away the strategy for those. We could close for if we were going to deploy any security items, so security personnel, devices, systems, if we were going to conduct any investigations regarding any allegations of criminal misconduct. You know how we have the fraud risk hotline and then the fraud reporting policies. So if something were to come through those, we could go into close to talk about those. Let's say somebody wanted to use the procurement policy or the grandma policy that we have to get back to the development company, then we could close to go in and talk about those things because we don't want to give away any commercial information regarding the development company, the strategy, any protected commercial information. We could close to talk about those things. What you cannot close for would be if we had any midterm elected positions, we can't close to go talk about those. So in a few years, when the board converts over and we have those vacancies, say we need to appoint somebody, we cannot close to talk about those. We can't interview them. We can't do the competency, character, those kinds of things in a closed session. We can talk about them in an open, just not in a closed. What you cannot do in a closed is you cannot approve anything. So you can't approve ordinances, resolutions, regulations, appointments, contracts. What we would do is talk about them. We would come out of the closed into an open setting, and then we could use some generic language like, all right, we're going to approve the contract we talked about in the closed session or the agreement that we talked about in the closed session. We just can't approve them in the closed session, if that makes sense. So we have to keep minutes and we have to record closed sessions as well. But the difference is those don't get posted, obviously. But if somebody wants to get access to the closed meetings, and the board says no, then they have to go to court and a judge has to open, those closed minutes and then allow whoever's petitioning through a court order so they could get them. I've never seen that happen before. So, any questions?
No.
All right. That covers this for 2026. All right. You guys have anything for us?
Should we approve York Snow Jensen's
Ours
contract?
is just ongoing.
Okay.
CLA just does theirs. I don't know why, to be honest. It's just one of their internal company things that they do every year.
Okay.
So it's like ours, Brandon's. It's just ongoing. It's just until somebody says no. You
Okay,
guys get mad, say,
well, I
well,
appreciate everything you do, so I hope
yes,
you do.
absolutely. I did have a question about the taxes, the property taxes now. Have we gotten any feedback on the release of some of those property tax funds?
Not until we get the audit, we won't.
The
Yes.
2024 audit or the 2023?
Yep. The 24 audit.
Oh, so you had to have both audits for them to
Have
release
we not got
anything.
the 23?
I don't think so.
Let me
Well,
look.
we got the 23 last time, I
I
thought.
thought we
I
did.
think we were still waiting on them, and that's because we didn't have the audit done.
Let me look.
Oh,
Well,
wait, we got the 23 audit. We don't have all the 23 funds.
Right.
oh, is that what it is?
Right.
Yeah, we won't get any of them until the 24 audit comes in.
So they hold even the 2023 funds until we're caught up.
Because we're not compliant.
Yeah, I just looked. We did get the 23. You scared me, Sheila. I was like,
We did
oh, I
get the
thought we had it.
2023 property taxes.
No,
Yeah.
because we won't, because we're still on hold because of the 24 audit isn't
Okay.
done. So as soon as that's done, I've got the financial certification that we'll file at the same time, which
Okay.
should free us up. So we'll be good. One of the things, so you guys know with the auditors is, and it's not completely the auditor's fault, right? CLA got behind 23, so it was just kind of the backlog. They're getting all of those done. So we have told the auditors, you have to have them done by June 30th. And we've also told CLA and the other audit or the other accounting firms, you have to get the info to them. We want it by the end of February, but no later than like March 15th. So these guys can have them done by the June 30th deadline.
Yeah,
So the
very
state
good.
auditor she doesn't like PIDs. And just so you guys know, she is like literally sending out these audit alerts telling the cities and the counties that she believes they're component units of the city and county, so they have to be shown on their audits. So we're fighting with her right now because it's clear in the statute our districts are independent, they're not component units. But she's trying to say they are, and we think the reason she's doing it is to try to stop new PIDs from being created, where, the cities and counties feel like, oh, it's going to hurt us, and the
Yeah.
political side of things.
That Tina Cannon, is that the auditor?
Yep.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Do you know Tina?
No, I just know that she's very conservative. I know she's really conservative.
Yeah, I served on a board with her. And let's just say this is kind of how she was on the board as well.
Yeah.
So,
Huh, interesting.
yeah. So, just so you guys know, we're fighting because what we don't want is her to get us to be component units and then fight even more that because we're a component unit, they get more say over us and
Right.
that they can do things. I mean, it's clear, yes, they do the initial appointment of officers, but they can't appoint anybody they want. It's up to the property owners who the board members are.
Yeah.
So it's very limited. So her arguments aren't good arguments. It's just, again, she just doesn't like PIDs. So just so you guys know, we're fighting.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, if she wanted to start doing that with PIDs, new PIDs, I can see that. But ones that have already been in place, the rules have already been applied. So it seems like she's, forcing PIDs that have already agreed to what they're doing to change. That doesn't seem legal.
No. Yeah, and so we're fighting. And what I don't want is her to be able, like talking about our audits, to be able to go in and her approve them or say no, or have the city have to review them. Just little things like that. We're
Yeah.
afraid If she gets one thing in, she'll start pushing. And part of the problem with the state auditor is she doesn't answer to anybody. I mean, literally nobody. So the legislature would have to go in and change
Other
the
than the
statutes.
voters, right?
So.
Well, hypothetically, if she got that authority, she could say our audit's not good enough, and we'll con and so we can continue not to get the tax revenue.
Potentially. Now that's me being worst case, right? But I don't think she can get there, but I just want you guys to know that that's an issue going on, at least right now. So, all right. Nothing else for us?
Sheila's got that invoice for 7,000. We don't have any money because we haven't got the tax stuff. Should they borrow it from Payson South Meadows to pay it now?
That is up to you guys. I'll find out from Haney, but I'm gonna, like I told CLA, we can't pay you guys until we get the audit done because all the funds are based on the audit getting turned in.
Yeah.
So,
And
sorry. I
they're the
mean,
reason we're behind anyways, so
exactly. So let me see if they won't, then I'll let you guys know.
let
I
us
think
know.
we're in a unique position from pretty much everybody else because of this. So let me see what they say, and I'll let you know if there's an issue and we need to do something. But
If they won't release it without payment, we'll pay, and you'll let us know if we need to do that.
okay, I
If not,
will.
we'll
I'll
pay it
let
as
you know.
soon as we can once we get the taxes.
Okay, and that's what I'll tell him. So,
Okay. All
all right.
right.
If nothing else, motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
I'll
Mike.
second.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, you two have.